Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' blowout win over the Spurs, 141-102. We'll hear from Kevin Durant, a little rift going on with the media. And we're going to hear from Draymond Green in a conversation he had with Roz Gold on Wooday from NBA TV. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like.
Has anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You are talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you, because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications, try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then. I'm done.
That is Kevin Durant after the Warriors' blowout win over the Spurs. And, Ray, there's so much to talk about on this podcast. A little bit later, we're going to hear Draymond Green talking about his outburst that he had with Kevin Durant way back when, earlier this season. He came out and talked to Roz Gold on Wooday on NBA TV. We're going to hear that conversation. That's fresh news that just happened late last week. And then we've got this tonight. You just heard Kevin Durant. Who are you? Why do I have to talk to you? And grow up and all this stuff. Man, I mean, what's going on with the Warriors? We have not seen this during the Steve Kerr era. And all this after a win, and they're playing great. They've won, 13 of their last 14 games.
Yeah, the timing is not the best. I've not heard an athlete tell the media to grow up anytime recently. Maybe somebody should have. But I haven't actually heard an athlete say that. That was intense. And, I get what he's trying to say. because there have been a lot of speculative stories. And listen, you go in, you're a player of KD's magnitude. You can cause a sea change in the NBA by a decision to stay or go. You've already caused a sea change in the NBA by your decision to go to the Warriors. And so there's naturally going to be a lot of focus and a lot of speculation on that. His point, and I kind of get it, is, I mean, you got to fill your column space and your podcasts and your blogs with all the speculation about what I'm going to do, but it's causing a distraction, so I just decided not to talk to you because you take things out of proportion. You don't know what I'm thinking. Maybe KD doesn't know what he's thinking at this point about where he's going to go. But to me, it doesn't help him what happened tonight because it's not going to cool down the story. It's not going to lower the temperature on this. If anything, he only increased the temperature tonight. There's ways of doing this, right?
Yeah.
He could just say, he could just go post-game and say, yeah, there's just been a whole lot of talk, and I just didn't want to feed into that because I want to focus on playing basketball. And there's just been so many stories out there, and I that's for the off season. The time is now to focus on basketball. We'll get to the rest later. That was my only point. There's a lot of different ways you could do it, but he was very confrontational with one reporter in particular, Ethan Strauss, who wrote a story that apparently upset KD about his presumed exit. And, when you see a headline like that, well, yeah, if you're the player, you're saying, what, presumed, huh? What? I didn't get the memo on this. I haven't talked to anybody about this. What are you talking about? And of course, then they're asking other players on the team about it and becomes a distraction in that way. And he's trying to put a kibosh on that, right? By saying, there's nothing to this right now. When the time comes, there will be something to it or there won't be something to it. In the meantime, we just all want to focus on what's happening now, and these stories don't help in that effort. I get that. I totally understand that. But by saying, who are you, and grow up, that doesn't make the situation better.
No, it's the way he's handling it, because he has a point. I mean, he's right in a lot of ways when you're thinking about, July and free agency here in the middle of February. It just doesn't make sense, and he's getting sick of it. And, he already snapped at a reporter earlier this year when, the reporters were kind of harping on the Draymond Green situation. He said, don't ask me that again, So you knew that he was kind of fed up then, and now it seems like he's lost all trust with the media. And if he is going to end up playing in New York, this has to change drastically for him because he's going to be questioned way more. I mean, there's going to be way more speculative type stories out there if he wants to play for the Knicks, and we don't know that. That's just something that's been thrown out there. But if he does want to do it, this is not going to work, and I don't think it's something that'll fracture the Warriors at all, but it's just a bad look. I mean, it has nothing to do with how they're playing on the court, but it's a bad look for the team and their image, and they have such a great image. I mean, look, they got probably the best PR guy in the league in Ray Ritter, and but you just don't have media training for a guy like this. He's a superstar. He's got to decide on his own that he's got to protect the image for himself and for the team, and he's just not doing that there.
First of all, if he thinks the Bay Area media is annoying, the New York media is saying, hold my beer.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, hold my three beers. Because, if he thinks that it's a distraction now, it would drive him to distraction in New York. But I don't know if he's even thinking about New York right now. Let's get that out there, first of all. But if he is, there are media markets elsewhere that are a lot tougher than this one. Second of all, there's probably going to have to be a sit-down with him, Warriors management, about this, kind of smooth over some ruffled feathers, I would imagine, at some point. But, again, KD has a point. I want to underline that. He's got a point. It's just how you go about making it, right? And, I think for him, it's always been kind of an issue, isn't it? He can be a little introspective, a little moody. I wouldn't put him, in relationship to the media on the level of, say, a Barry Bonds. It's not something like that. But he has his moments that you just referred to. And so, that's what we see from the outside. Now, from the inside, we've already seen the drama this year a little bit with Draymond, but it sounds like they've smoothed those ruffled feathers over and they've proceeded onward. And the bad thing about this is we're talking about this now when the Warriors are playing tremendous basketball, their best basketball of the year. some of the best basketball they've played in the Steve Kerr era. And really, I want to be talking more about that. I really do. And not just about this. It's just that this just happened. The press conference was heated. Okay, so it would be burying the lead to not talk about it now. At some point, they got to handle this, and I think they will, and I think the locker room is fine. I think that the fabric of the team is still pretty good. This is just something from the outside. I think the players get it. His teammates get it. They probably heard him talk about it internally. And so it's not going to be an issue for them, I don't think. It's just going to be something else that wasn't handled the best, in my opinion, that had it been handled better, this whole thing would have quieted down. Instead, we've got what we've got tonight.
Yeah, it was inflammatory. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And he's not making the situation better for himself. I mean, we have seen that with some baseball players, Barry Bonds. I think even sometimes Jeff Kent, you just exacerbate the situation by not dealing with the media well. I mean, even sometimes that leads to not getting Hall of Fame votes, the whole steroids issue notwithstanding, players that are nasty to the media. That hurts their chances as far as that. But, I think it is strange, Ray, because you mentioned it. They're playing such good basketball. I mean, Durant just came out on fire tonight. I think he hit his first 6 field goals. He's hitting threes. He had a really good game, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. And the team played incredible in the third quarter. I mean, they made 17 of their first 18 field goals in the third. They scored 51 points in the third quarter. Unbelievable effort that they had, just blowing out a San Antonio team that normally is good. They had some players sitting down, and we'll talk about that. But here they are playing their best basketball of the year, and now this.
Yeah, there was some load management going on,
right?
For this game, but the Warriors invoked load management in the fourth quarter by blowing them out, and they rested a lot of guys. And Kevin Durant did a whole lot of talking on the court, which he usually does. And I just hope this whole episode doesn't blind fans to the greatness that is Kevin Durant. And in big moments, he's been great as well as a 2-time Finals MVP and a guy I'd like to see stay. These little dramas notwithstanding. And oh, by the way, and I think it's important to say this as well, these moments we're talking about aside, he's been pretty accommodating for the media for the 3 seasons that he's been here. But yeah, he can get snippy sometimes. And tonight was, to say the least, was snippy. It's beef he's got with, it sounds like, one reporter in particular. And it got to the point where I guess he ended up walking out. But at least we heard from him tonight. I can kind of see where he's coming from. It's a losing proposition once this media fire is fed, and you bring gasoline to the fire. Guess what's going to happen? So that's just the way it is. That's just the nature of the beast. And he's been in the league for a good decade now. He's got to know that.
Absolutely. I'll make a correction. It was 49, just 49 points 49. In that third quarter. Right. 16 assists. And they just ran over the Spurs. And I understand. I mean, they didn't have LaMarcus Aldridge. They didn't have DeMar DeRozan because of the load management, which is, that's another subject in just a second. But the way the Warriors were playing, I mean, they're just dunking all over the place. And Popovich is calling timeouts all over the place where he ran out of timeouts before the third quarter was over. I mean, he had to really be upset with the way they were playing it. It's the Warriors are just, everybody's getting a touch. They're moving the ball so well. It's incredible basketball.
Well, I mean, Popovich was like the Dutch boy with a finger in the dam. There's only so many timeouts he could call before you just couldn't stop the flood. And he probably a sense of inevitability to this game, but that was pretty awesome. No matter who was on the court, that was pretty awesome. That onslaught in the third quarter, some beautiful basketball going on there. On the Warriors' part. And again, that's the way they've been playing, by and large, for the last couple of weeks now. And so I don't think that's, what's happening tonight in the postgame press conference, which the media will focus on. I don't think that's going to have an effect on the Warriors. What had a greater effect was what happened between teammates, Draymond and Kevin Durant. And we're going to get into that. We're going to hear from Draymond here shortly. A very good interview with NBA. It was NBA TV, I believe, or NBA.com. So, that has a bigger effect than this media stuff, as long as you don't let it affect you. And I don't think the team will.
Let's talk first, though, about load management. And I don't know if it's the actual concept that bothers me, Ray, or the term, because, you know, I do get a little agitated about some of the modern day terms like at the end of the day or when people say reaching out. I'm just kind of tired of it. And now we got this new one, it's an NBA term, the catchphrase, load management. And it started with LeBron James on Saturday. He doesn't play because of load management. And now the Spurs have load management. I mean, it's just a way of resting your players. But who came up with this? And I mean, I don't know. Are you as disturbed by it as I am?
Sounds like corporate speak almost.
Yeah.
First time I heard it, I thought, what are they talking about here? Are we still talking basketball? What's the deal here? It's a player's league, right? It really is a player's league. So in LeBron's case, he calls the shots. Kevin Durant's case, he's going to call the shots. And I don't really mind that. Now, the owner's doing just fine. You know, have you remember how people gasped at the purchase price of that team for Lakeup and Goober? They're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind the players being empowered. And if that includes resting certain games, okay. It's just don't give it a highfalutin phrase, right? People just roll their eyes at that. And, of course, the fans get robbed once in a while if they're paying to see a certain player. And we've dealt with that with the Warriors, with Steve Kerr pulling a Popovich here and there, resting players over the years. But the idea is to give the league and the fans the best overall product by having fresher players. And LeBron isn't getting any younger. He's 34 now, so I kind of understand that at this point. But what's getting me about LeBron isn't so much the load management, it's what's going on with his teammates and the effect he's having on them down in L.A., where it sounds like he's kind of thrown some guys under the bus. He's expressing concern, which sounds like false concern in my book, when a lot of these guys' careers are being affected because, well, LeBron's kind of moving his weight around and trying to get his team, once again, a team more to his liking surrounding him before the trade deadline, and hence the instigation for Anthony Davis, among other things. And now we're coming up to the trade deadline tomorrow, and that'll be the biggest storyline, whether or not AD gets traded. From what it sounds like now, the Pelicans are slow playing the Lakers. They're twisting them in the wind. Might be that they decide not to do anything for various reasons.
Yeah, it sounds like they had incredible demands there, with good reason. So coming up, we're going to hear from Draymond Green. As we mentioned, Roz Gold on Wood A did a terrific interview with Draymond Green on NBA TV, and we'll have that for you right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Last week, Roz Gold Unwude, who used to be the Warriors sideline reporter on NBC Sports Bay Area, now a sideline reporter for TNT and NBA TV, and she did a great job with a Draymond Green interview that was done last week at the Warriors practice facility. And here was the conversation that they had.
I think a part of that team, the team's soul being off was mine was off. And I am that guy for this team. You know, I am the emotional leader for this team. I am the voice, the energy. And if all those things are off for me, it's going to take a hit on the team. And so mine was off. But I kind of just had to get out of my own way, get out of my own head. Always helps to be healthy. Earlier in the season, I was battling the knee tendonitis and then the toe, which lasted a while. And so it helps to be healthy. Cause that alone helps you be in a better headspace than every time you step on the floor. You're worried about your toe, you're worried about this. That helps, but, you know, when even with you know, with the situation with me and Kevin. Mm-hmm. Like, that took a hit on the team, but it also took a hit on me because I am the voice for this team, and yet your voice don't carry as much weight when something like that happens. And you have to gain that back. You have to gain that respect back. And it doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen in a week. It happens over time. And so I think that's helped as well, is, you know, gaining that respect and that trust back that was, you know, took a big hit when that happened.
Were you embarrassed?
I wouldn't necessarily say I was embarrassed. I was never embarrassed about it because it is what it is. You know, stuff like that happens all the time. Does it go that far? No, but things like that happen all the time. So I wouldn't necessarily say I was embarrassed.
Then do you have regrets?
I don't have regrets. If I was embarrassed about anything, I was embarrassed to Kevin, not to anyone else. I was embarrassed, if anything, to him, by him. So how would he look at me would be the biggest embarrassment that I felt. To no one else, I really don't give a whatever anyone else thought. Because in that situation, the only thing that mattered to me was Kevin. Like, how does Kevin feel? What does Kevin think? Mm. How do I fix that with Kevin? It was never about anyone else, anything else, other than that. And so, if anything, that hurt me to know that that is a guy who, A, I have a great relationship with, who trusts me, and much more than basketball. Like, this had nothing to do with basketball for me. It was more so life. Like, this is a guy who has been through some things in his life that I know that I understand, and we've went through some similar things in our life, so we can relate, and we've shared those stories with each other, and then you kind of break that trust. That hurt me more than anything. Basketball is basketball. You figure that out. I mean, obviously, we figured that out. It was more the life side of it for me than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Katie told me yesterday, y'all talked, and I said, what did Draymond say to you that really stood out? And he said, actually, Draymond just listened. So what did KD say to you that really stood out while you kind of didn't say nothing, just listened to him?
I think so many times, you know, we all think we got the answer. And like, I'm going to say something to make this right. In that situation, I knew that there was nothing I can say to make that right. So how about I just listen to Kevin and what he has to say? Because that's the first step to healing this process, is him saying what he has to say and saying what he feels. I kind of said what I had to say. I had my opportunity to say what I had to say. I completely bombed it, but I said what I had to say, or whatever. There's really no space for me to say anything. It's a time for me to listen. And so I told him, just tell me what you got to say. Tell me how you feel. If you tell me how you feel, then I'll say something. But I'm not just coming into this conversation saying, hey, like, no, you already talked. Shut up. Like, shut up. I already said what I had to say. And so I think the one thing that Kevin said to me that stood out with me more than anything was, he said, so many times I see people say, Draymond's emotional. I see the coaches say, Draymond's emotional, and that's okay. I see the media say, Draymond's emotional, and that's just Draymond. And I've even heard you say, like, sometimes my emotions get the best of me. He said, but I'm not allowing you to use that excuse anymore, because I've seen you locked in. I've seen you completely locked in during the playoffs and not get a single tech. I've seen not argue with any refs, not argue with anybody. I've seen you lock in, and you're not emotional. That's an excuse that you've used, that everyone allows you to use, and I'm not allowing you to use that anymore because I know you're much better than that. And that kind of hit home with me because it's real. Like, it's something that, by the way, goes, once again, like I said, in this whole process, it was life for me more so than basketball. That hit homes in life. Like, that hit, I can use that outside of basketball. And so, if he said, out of all the things that he said to me, if there was one thing that I take away from that that's most important moving forward, is that.
Mm-hmm. Why did you say those things? Why did it come to his free agency?
Well, I think, you know, I am someone who, like I said, the fabric of the team, good, bad, or indifferent, that's me. Like, something's going wrong with this team, I deal with it. I have to deal with it. That's part of my job. If something's going right with this team, I need, like, I'm probably in the middle of that. So good, bad, or indifferent, I am in the middle of all of it. And sometimes being in the middle of so much, like, there's a lot that goes on when you're in something that's so great. You know, like, mm-hmm. I think we've built this thing up. It's like, this is amazing. But there's a lot that goes into the, and like, daily that goes into this. And so when you're in the middle of all of that, as a human being, sometimes it can get a bit overwhelming. And once it gets a bit overwhelming, then you just start reaching for things. Like, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's this. Like, oh, well, if I can correct this, then this will be better. Because, once again, it is kind of my job to make sure things are going the right way. And so sometimes you just get to reaching for stuff that really ain't there. But you convince yourself it's there. And once you convince yourself it's there, you sold on that. And now how do I figure this out? Well, if I need to figure it out, I didn't figure it out that way. So, but you live and you learn.
Did you say I'm sorry?
That's not important. You know, that's kind of one of those things that Kevin and I talked about that, you know, so there are some things that are said in that conversation that stays in that conversation. I think that is one of those things, but, you know, like I shared the story before, like I don't mind sharing some things, but some of those things in that conversation stays there.
Last one as we wrap up is, now as you move forward from this moment, do you think you would, how do you move forward from it? Like, I know you often get in KD and like try to ignite him. Do you have to watch kind of how you talk to him now moving forward during games, or are we all good, or is there still more that evolution of this relationship and still more healing coming?
Nope, I tried that. I tried to kind of, I would see something, see him do it wrong, and it's like, oh, I can't say nothing. And you know what he said to me? He said, you saw something that could have helped me and you didn't say it. You remember how you would talk to me, how you would say things to me before that Clipper game? Don't change it now. I need you to do that. And so I'll be 100% honest. I personally was like, I can't, I probably can't say this to K. I probably can't say that. He corrected me. So that's great.
That's your brother?
Always.
That's Draymond Green in the conversation that he had with Roz Goldunwoode from NBA TV last week at the Warriors practice facility. We'll talk more about it right after this.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in Sandersville has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
Well, Ray, that was a terrific job by Roz Goldunwoode, that interview that she did with Draymond Green. I mean, just getting stuff out of him that we hadn't heard before. I don't think it got a lot of play. I think people are just realizing that was on NBA TV over the weekend. You know, everybody's watching the Super Bowl and everything, but there was a lot to digest in there. I mean, a couple of the highlights that, you know, I really took a look at and thought about. First of all, the fact that Draymond Green, you know, wasn't embarrassed, said that he wasn't. I mean, I don't know what you believe about it, but no regrets, no apology, apparently. All of that, you know, kind of struck me a little bit. I was a little surprised. I thought maybe he would be embarrassed after he got the one-game suspension back earlier this season.
Yeah, that's a really good question by Roz. Were you embarrassed? And I don't think he's going to admit those kinds of things in an interview like that. It sounds like he came around to something like that, something like an apology when talking to Durant, but I think his point was that's between me and him. And I can respect that. And he seems, you know, Draymond has this reputation, but I think he's sensitive in certain ways, that he's very concerned about the team fabric, that he's very concerned about, you know, where players' heads at, because that's kind of, he feels like that's kind of his job, to kind of take the temperature of the room. And sometimes he's good at that, and other times I think he kind of admitted it, he stumbled. And I think in this situation he did. And I think his answer about being embarrassed is he was more embarrassed as to how it looked to Kevin. And that, you know, they came to some sort of understanding because instead of him talking, he wanted to listen to what KD had to say. And knowing that KD can be, as we've talked about, sensitive about certain things, that he's introspective, very thoughtful guy. And, you know, the thing about KD is, as thoughtful as he is and as sensitive and introspective as he can be, you don't see him affecting his play on the court. And I think Draymond understands that, and he wants to continue that vibe with his team. And whatever happens in the offseason will happen. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, when you're with somebody that you have a close relationship with, you blurt out things sometimes you don't mean to say, or maybe that you've been thinking that are better left unsaid. But, you know, Draymond also pointed out that after that incident, for a while, he was kind of holding back, thinking, well, I can't say this to KD, I can't say that. And Durant turned around and told him, there was something there that you could have said to me that would have helped me, and you didn't do it. I don't want you to be that way. I want you to be who you are and talk to me and communicate. And you know, sometimes it's going to be a little sharp, but that's the way it is on the court with these guys. And I think that's part of the game that sometimes people don't see or hear about, the way these guys communicate in the locker room, in practice, and during a game. And it could be pretty sharp language from time to time. But these are grown men, and for the most part, they can handle it. And I think the point of the interview is, yeah, that was not a great moment. It was not a great moment for Draymond because he kind of took a hit for being a little harsh on KD, and that causes him to lose a little respect in the locker room, and he had to earn it back. So that was pretty candid right there on his part, I think. But I think that what they demonstrated is they've kind of gone past that. So it's funny, we just talked about that moment that's in the past now, and here's this other moment that comes post-game tonight that everybody's going to be talking about. So, I mean, but this team is the story, the real story, the number one story usually in the NBA outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis. So everybody's going to be focusing on it because they're a team going for their fourth championship in 5 years. They're going to the street. Naturally, there's going to be hyper-focus on them. And, you know, the other focus is going to be, can they keep this together and you know, put together what could truly be one of the all-time great dynasties. You know, 4 out of 5 is right up there, but it could be something even more special than that. And so everybody's wondering what KD's thinking about that and whether this brouhaha at the Clippers game in November is going to have any effect on that. My opinion is whatever issues were there before that game, they're going to be there after the game. I don't think it had so much to do with that moment. That moment just kind of laid bare what was already there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way they came together after that, you know, these last 5 weeks proves that, you know, the awkwardness of it's over because, you know, what you talked about with the criticism that maybe Draymond could give KD from time to time and being, you know, a little hesitant to do it, but KD saying, hey, you know, get back to being you in a way, I think that was important. And, you know, you think about this whole interaction. And the thing that really stood out to me as well, Ray, in the interview was what KD said about Draymond, you know, being emotional, how people were sort of saying, you know, well, Draymond's just emotional, sort of like, you know, it's Manny being Manny with Manny Ramirez, that kind of thing, you know. And he said, I'm not going to allow you to use that as an excuse. I love that part of that interview there because that's something really for Draymond to learn. And I think he's coming out of this a lot more mature. Yeah, he's still going to get his technical fouls, but I think when he heard that from KD, he really respected that.
Well, I think that's why he values their relationship so much, because he is real. They are real with each other. They are honest. And I think that, you know, the best case scenario is that incident helps both players grow, and in particular Draymond. And it sounds like he took it to heart, and he's thought a whole lot about it and how to make it better and how to make it work. And on the court, it sure as hell has worked the last few weeks. And, you know, you just want to keep that going. And so they're going to have to find a way to quiet down this little brouhaha that we talked about post-game tonight and all the stuff surrounding the Knicks and so forth. He just doesn't want to talk about it. And, you know, the problem, though, is when you don't talk about it, well, there's speculation. The nature hates a void, and the media hates a void, too, and they need content. And so you see stories like this that irritate him, and he just doesn't want to feed into that. But by not feeding into it, you feed into it. It's a never-ending cycle. It's just all how you handle it. And, you know, maybe tomorrow KD says something a little more conciliatory or down the road, but I'd imagine there's going to have to be a little bit of sit-down about this. That was not the best. Like I said, that moment doesn't help him. It just doesn't help him. That's just the nature of the beast, as we talked about. So, but, you know, you can get through it, just like they got through this thing that everybody saw on the bench at the Clippers game a few months ago. And, you know, again, the whole point of the season is enjoy it now. There are challenges in doing that. They've had pretty good focus up to this point. And oh, by the way, they did have some fun tonight. I remember, did you see where Andre Iguodala took the corner three, and while the ball's still in the air, he turns around and looks at the bench,
yeah,
a la Steph Curry, who did that against Iguodala in Denver in the playoffs in 2013, and the bench went wild.
They did.
That's the joy, that's the entertainment value that we've come to expect from this Warrior team, and so you don't want to lose sight of that.
Yeah, there were a lot of good moments in this one, a lot of dunks. There was an Iguodala dunk that, you know, brought down the house as well and really upset Popovich, too.
Yeah, and a KD dunk as well, where the Red Sea parted. There was not much rim protection going on there. So, listen, for whatever people feel about KD personally, I just really appreciate his basketball ability. And he is just a one-off when it comes to somebody that size, who has that much ability and that much mobility, and the ability to have the handles that he has as well, and is able to do what he does. He represents, you know, a quantum leap in the NBA, as does Steph Curry in a way. And you got them both on the same team. Sure would like to see that continue. I don't know if it will. I'm just enjoying it for now, and let's worry about the rest this summer. I think that's KD's point.
Dubs OT continues in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. To finish up, the All-Star Weekend is a week and a half away, and it's really going to be fun to see the three-point contest with the Curry brothers. I think Del Curry, I've heard this mentioned a couple times, I think Del Curry should be in that, you know, dad and sons.
Yeah.
That would be cool. And I really like what the commissioner did. Commissioner Silver having the additional roster selections, you know, bringing in Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki as special all-stars. I like that. I think even, you know, that could work in baseball, maybe other sports, because, you know, you'd like to see those guys who are at the end of their career. They might not be worthy this season, but it's great to have them on the all-star team, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd like to see him play a few minutes. To tell you the truth, I don't watch the game itself very much. I do watch what happens on Saturday night, and if they get Dell involved, I would love to see Dell beat Steph. You know, I wonder what the betting lines are on that. To me, Saturday night is the most fun night of the All-Star Weekend. And by the way, I'm down in the Sonoran Desert right now, getting ready for a little spring training, and I'm going to go to the game Friday here in Phoenix as the Warriors take on the Suns. So I'll say hi to KD for you.
Say hi to the gorilla. Don't they still have that guy? The Suns.
I don't know. One of the better mascots in the NBA, actually. But I don't know if they still have him. Not sure.
They should have a mascot.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, they should have a mascot game at the All-Star game, like they did the NHL All-Star game. They had the mascots playing against each other, and Sharky scored a goal or two, I think, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, you got to watch out for Gritty, though. Watch out for Gritty, the Flyers mascot. He's pretty scary. I mean, and mascots are pretty scary by and large, but Gritty is one who will haunt your dreams. I think he'd be the enforcer of the bunch. But, yeah, the Warriors, of course, had Thunder for a long time, and R.I.P. Thunder, the gentleman who played him, he left us in the last year or so. But mascots make it fun, for sure. But I'll let you know about the gorilla.
All right, Ray. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.